Little did Julie Weger know what was in store for her when she agreed to tag along with her brother to play darts for his team in Paris, Illinois, 20 years ago. International travel, national team representation, world rankings. GLT's Brian Bloodworth found out when he caught up with Weger at the American Legion.
I got involved with darts with my brother in a little bar in Paris, Illinois, and I've been playing for 20 years this December.
But how did that come about?
He needed a sub for a league one night and couldn't find anyone, so took me to the bar, because of course I wasn't old enough yet, and it just went from there.
What has happened? What has transpired? I understand you've got numerous trophies, plaques.
Yes. I moved to Peoria not long after that and joined the league up there and became competitive locally and then started traveling within the state and surrounding states and doing quite well. And it's grown over the years. I played my first U.S. competition my third year in 2000 in Florida, and we won. I've been on the USA team now for the last 5 years for International NDA in Vegas.
Now you say we.
When you play for USA, it's a four-person team event. The international event in Las Vegas for NDA is actually a women's team. There's eight girls on the team, four permanents and four alternates. The actual international overseas event, there's four people on a team, but there's three guys and one girl.
Where all of you traveled with this, and where's this taking you?
I just went to Hong Kong in March. That was my first international overseas event. I'm going back this coming March, and I would really like to go to Spain in April, and there's a possibility of going to Korea in July.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, did you all of a sudden just try to set goals? I mean, was it just because you won a few, you had some success, and it's kind of like, oh, I just want to move to the next level?
The ICMOA used to be in Illinois. I know they're still around, the Illinois Coin Machine Operators Association. They were the sponsors for Illinois State, which we haven't had Illinois State for several years. But it started with State. State was the biggest tournament I ever played in, and after winning a few times and getting some firsts under my belt, it just kind of expanded, and then I started winning more and more.
For somebody like me that doesn't know a lot about it, can you explain what you do, what's involved with the game? And
when I first started out, most women only played 301, which is shooting the bullseye. Now I play double in, double out, 01. Typically it's 501. And it's true double in, double out, no bull in, no bull out, and then cricket.
You got to back up. What's 301?
301, you start, your score starts at 301, and you work down, and you have to go to zero.
So the numbers on the board indicate if you hit that, then
correct.
You get that number.
Six darts in 301 is perfect game.
Okay.
So you would hit three bullseyes, and then two bullseyes, and a triple 17.
And then you went to 501?
Now I've moved up because of the level that I play at now. I typically play 501, double in, double out, and cricket. Double in, double out is the outer ring of a dartboard, is the double. You have to hit that before your score will register and be subtracted from 501. Then you go to the bullseye, which is 50 points. Work your way down, and then you have to hit the double ring to go out.
And cricket is?
Cricket is 20s, 19s, 18s, 17s, 16s, 15s in the bullseye. It's more of a strategy game. You have to have three marks on each number to close out the game, but in order to win, you also have to have the higher amount of points. You can score on the number as long as the person that you're playing against does not have it closed out.
You're listening to Sound Ideas with Brian Bloodworth, and we're talking with Julie Weger, an international dart player. So do you practice?
I do not. I used to. I don't anymore. I just don't have time.
Does it just come natural then?
Now it's just pretty much muscle memory. I still love the game of darts. I used to get really, really excited I couldn't wait to go to tournaments and play, and I still love to go and travel and play. I just don't get quite as excited as I used to.
Is that a sad thing?
I think it's just a growing up thing.
Now, how many years you been on the Team USA?
I think it'll be my fifth year.
Are they all from Illinois, your team members?
No, they're from across the U.S.
Is there a strategy involved?
Cricket's a huge strategy game. 0-1's pretty straightforward. You hit the bullseye or you don't.
Do you have strategy within your teammates? I mean, when you're playing with a team?
Not really. It just depends on what gets hit. Like, you can't really plan anything because every round's different.
And how many rounds are involved in a...
Depending on what tournament you're at, some cricket games are 20 rounds and other cricket games are 35 rounds. There's different rules for different tournaments.
What's the greatest place you've been? I mean, were there the coolest tournament you've been in?
Hong Kong was by far amazing. It was something else.
How many teams are involved in an international event?
The Hong Kong tournament, there were 16 countries represented that actually played in the international competition. So that's four-person team, one woman, three men. And we ended up taking third. We lost to Japan. It was all double in, double out. And I think I played the Super One on Saturday over there. And that takes the one female from the international team, from each international team, and one of the males, and you play singles.
How did they choose the international team? How were you selected to play?
There's several girls that travel across the U.S. that go international. A lot of it just depends on who's got the funding to go at the time when the tournament is.
How many tournaments do you play around the U.S.?
I go to Kansas City in 2 weeks. Okay. That's a big one.
How many do you play a year? Any idea? How many weekends a year you travel and play in?
Tournaments? A good guesstimate would probably be one a month.
Now, do you have to support your, quote, habit, or do you get funding?
To a certain extent, I do have a sponsor from Japan. That's Cosmo. Cosmo Fit Flight. I am a product player for them.
What do you mean by the product player?
They give me the product that I use as to promote them in the U.S. My darts are theirs, except for my barrels.
So is Japan a big proponent of darts? I mean, are they
Japan's
the biggest?
Huge, probably. Cosmo and L-Style are both out of Japan. They're probably the two largest dart product companies right now. They're both enormous.
Playing forever and ever and ever, or what's the...
I'm sure there's a retirement somewhere in my future. I just haven't. I haven't hit that mark yet. I still like to play.
I was going to say, do you get burnt out at some point? Do you say, oh,
sometimes
gee.
I have to take a break now. I think that comes with age, but I still like to play. I have a competitive streak in me, so.
So were you athletic, play sports before you played darts, younger, in high school, things
yeah.
like that?
I played volleyball, and I played softball for 14 years growing up, and I'm bold.
So you got a competitive nature
yeah.
in you? And darts is just kind of taking it
darts
over.
Darts
huh?
is just taking over.
What was your thought when your brother asked you to come play?
I wasn't very good. He knew I wasn't going to be very good. Like he didn't care. He just needed a body to play. And
how long did it take you to get good?
A couple of years. I just progressively started getting better and better, and my sprees kept getting higher and higher. And
were you hooked the first time you played?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a really good time.
And then it kind of spurred you on to say, you know what, I want to keep playing, I want to keep getting better.
Yeah.
And, all right, well, hey, good luck to you coming up.
Thanks. Kansas City's a big one.
Julie Weger is an internationally ranked darts player. She works for the town of Normal. Weger spoke with GLT's Brian Bloodworth at the Legion Hall.